All right, Jorge Prado. So I'm thinking, this is much better than it's been. You ran up front. It's an awesome day. But then you crash in each moto and drop back. So I don't know, like, if you're super stoked or, like, super pissed. How do you feel?
Well, from the weekends we had in the past, it was better. So we are still far off, but, I mean, better at P5 than worse. So it is what we could do. And I think I pushed a lot, and I did my best, and that's it. So not much to say.
Crash second moto looked like it took the wind out of you a little bit.
Yeah, so I crashed with a lapper. I smashed him and went down. So then it's hard to regroup, and it was a little bit hot. So the heart rate, you know, was coming up, and it was hard to drop it again. And I had those few laps that where Justin Cooper got by, and I just didn't feel myself. And then 4 laps to go, I regroup a little bit, and I was catching again Justin Cooper. I actually catch him big time, and then on the last lap, I'm like, man, am I gonna make it happen? But it was too big of a gap, so just hold to that position, and that's it. So yeah, it was a pity for one weekend that I could maybe manage to stay a little bit more up front. I, you know, made a small mistake, but yeah, like I said, we are off, so maybe I'm pushing it a little bit too much.
So I was going to say, club, Cali guys came out to club, worked hard all week on you, but you're still thinking you know, you got a ways to, or not a ways to go, but you have improvements to make?
Oh, yeah, we are far off. I mean, I'm a sand rider, and I finished P5 today, so where it's a track where I should be winning, and I know I would win with different stuff, so yeah, we just need to keep working. And yeah, we did some testing the first week after, what was it, High Point? We did that week a little bit testing, and then hopefully this week, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Hopefully we improve somehow.
How's the communication with you and the team and everything else? I mean, I think you're probably both frustrated, right? How's the communication? How's the meetings, phone calls, that kind of stuff?
No, everything is fine. I think they are trying their best, and I'm just waiting.
Yeah, okay. All right, you've been to Lomo, you've done Vulcan Swat. I don't know if you've done Vulcan Swat, but you've done all these races. What a Southwick! Oh, it's not the same, but how does it compare? What do you think of it?
It's a sand track. It's a sand track. It just has a little bit harder base, but the bumps are more like sand, berms. So, I mean, it's more like a kind of like a Kegum style track, but still, it's pretty sandy. I enjoy the track. I enjoy the layout. It has a lot of flow, I feel like. Yeah. I think it's a track that it's easy to ride when you don't know how to ride sand, because it's not too tough. Like the sand, it's very thin, so you can rail the corners pretty easy, which was maybe a good thing for us in the position we are at. So, yeah, it was a fun track. I liked it. I like Southwick.
See, Lewis told me it reminds him of Kegums, and I said, no, I don't think so. But now you said it does, so it looks like he's right and I'm wrong.
So
it has that chop. I mean, it has that chop. All right.
Yeah, the only thing that's maybe similar to Kegums is that it has a harder base underneath, but the dirt itself, it's not like Kegums. Yeah, right. So we compare it to Kegums because it has that harder part underneath, but when you go to Lomol or you go to, I don't know, Arnhem, it's more deep sand, so you ride it a little bit different. Right. You got to put a lot of hours to ride that thing, those tracks well.
So did you feel like you're running top three, you know, you're back to up front where you want to be? Did you feel like, hey, still bike not where I needed to be, like you were compensating, that kind of stuff? Did you still feel when you were right there that there's work to do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can put a good lap in practice because I can put all my efforts into one lap and compensate everything that's we are off and compensate it into a lap, but I cannot do it 35 minutes. No one can do it 35 minutes like that. So we could see today, qualifying two, I put a good lap. So that's the speed I want to keep the whole motor. But for me, right now it's impossible because we are off. So, I mean, it's a sand track. I'm a sand, more like a sand rider. So, I think today I could compensate a little bit with my sand skills, kind of, and a little bit my fitness. But, we are still off.
So I do all these stupid internet shows on YouTube and all that stuff. You've done them, and like, you're a huge topic of discussion with fans and questions, and right, like, people, what's going on, what's wrong? Yeah, but I'm saying, like, do you follow that stuff? Do you care about that shit? Do you even bother? Like, do you care about sort of the narrative about what's going on with Jorge Prado?
To be honest, not really, because I feel like 99% of the people doesn't even know what's going on. Talk is free, you know, everybody can talk, and I respect everyone, and everyone has opinions, but pretty much 99% of the people think or I need to adapt to the tracks, yeah. which is not true. I need to, I don't know, they all think they know. Yeah. And for me, I mean, I don't follow anything, but sometimes it comes, something pops up and I'm just laughing. Like, yeah, yeah. like this guy is talking like this about me. I'm a 4-time world champion. Yeah. Last year I won 11 GPs out of 18 or something. Yeah. Are you really telling me I'm not fast enough to P1 today yeah. here? Like, right. I mean, it's all like, I'm
American riders are so fast, right?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, he can't hold on the first 10 minutes. I'm like, I mean, if you guys really knew, you would be impressed. So, no, we just need to keep working. And for me, it's a pity because I think that I could be winning. But I don't have, right now, I don't have the tools to do it. And today, I try to push it a little bit too much in, like, first moto, tuck the front, just because I'm overdoing it. Because the bike right now, it's not at the speed, at my speed. So... yeah, small mistakes. Hopefully we learn, and we only can go up from here. I mean, the last weekends were terrible, so hopefully this race also brings a little bit more, I don't know,
happiness.
Yeah, yeah, in my daily routine, you know, when you go for practice and you ride on the bike, and hopefully also we make bigger steps because the steps we've been doing are micro. So, yeah, I need more.
If Nicoletti starts beating you at club, it's time to go back to Spain. Yeah.
No. You know, I didn't know Phil before. So I got to club and I met him, and he's been a great dude, man. Yeah. He showed me Charlotte. We've been going around, and we've been going with the bicycles together, and he came. So last week it was pretty cool because on Wednesday we did some... I was out there alone because I've been riding for hours and hours last weeks, and we were there on the track, just Phil, Chad, and myself, and the mechanic, obviously my dad. And you know, it was a nice group that they all wanted to help. And also, you know, Chad was helping me last week, and today here at the race. So it was fun to have a little group at club. Yep. We have great tracks there, so it's good for practice, for testing. I mean. I had a great week, and that's thanks to also Phil, to Chad, and these guys. So,
well, do you see that exhaust Phil's running? Don't run that exhaust. I don't know what the deal with that exhaust he's got, but don't run that thing.
I told him. I said, I don't know what you're running. I don't even know the brand. Never heard that brand before, but yeah. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Last question. Chad, I was going to ask you about bringing Reedy here. I worked with him a few years at Yamaha. What talk about bringing him here, what he's helping you with, how that's going.
Yeah, so we started... on Wednesday we were at club and we were just talking, and he's like, hey, I think I can, you know, help with some stuff. And he just came out and we did some tweaks through the bike too and together. So I think he you know, we built a little relationship over the last weeks at club, and it's clicking. So for example, today after before Moto 2 on the signing lap, I did a little adjustment. I didn't like it, and I was like, hey Chad, I need this and this and this. And he was like, all right, let me think. And then we talked with the suspension guy, and we touched the right stuff.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I felt it right away on the motor. So,
yeah, yeah.
So I mean, all the help, it's welcome at this point to try to make the bike better. The team is happy with it too. So, I don't know. He's there at club. I'm there. He knows my situation. I'm coming from Europe, going to the new brand, and it's not easy, you know, especially when you're used to winning and now you're hardly in the top three, you know. So... it is what it is. We do.
You see it continuing on for a little while.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for this, man.
No, thank you. Cool.